really describing why we're here. And it kind of starts with Veyers, and it'll start with Ms. Liz Wilner, who is a professional web developer with over 25 years of experience in the field. She is the designer creator of OpenVeyers. Liz is also a mother of a vaccine-injured child, which was the catalyst that led her to research the vaccine adverse event reporting system, Veyers. She found the federal database antiquated and cumbersome, to say the least. So she built the OpenVeyers website to make the Veyers data more accessible. So Liz, take it away.
Thank you, Senator. And I just want to say what an honor it is to be here amongst such a distinguished group. And wow. Veyers, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, was designed to be an early warning system. It is doing exactly what it was supposed to be doing, but nobody's listening. This chart shows before and after the introduction of the COVID vaccine for the U.S. These are severe adverse events, reports of death, hospitalizations, permanent disability, and life-threatening events. Per year, reports of death, 163, there's been a 4,800% increase in the last 2 years. For hospitalization, a 2,876% increase. For permanent disabilities, a 2,150% increase. And for life-threatening events, a 2,108% increase. Veyers points to problems that need investigation. When we see signals, we should be pausing and studying what's happening. We haven't done that, and it's extremely disappointing to me as a citizen of the United States that that's what's occurring. Every life matters. This is a safety signal that is screaming with nobody paying attention, and that needs to change. Thank you.
Just to confirm, what you're talking, just U.S. Veyers reports, I was talking about global, worldwide statistics. I think obviously the reports are probably a little more, little better here in terms of U.S., so you're focusing on those. And my information also, about 18% of the deaths reported in the U.S. on Veyers occur on day 0, 1, or 2, which would also indicate a safety signal. So next we'll turn to Mr. Aaron C.